a new lawsuit is challenging the state's ability to regulate water contamination from factory farms. It's Monday, July 17th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Rich Kramer has a story about harsh criticism of diversity training programs from a state Supreme Court justice. And scientists and tribal leaders are working to restore a wild rice habitat in Wisconsin's Northwoods. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
A law firm with ties to the state's largest business lobby is suing the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on behalf of dairy groups. Danielle Kading reports they're challenging state requirements for factory farms to obtain permits that aim to keep manure out of waterways.
In May, the WMC Litigation Center filed the lawsuit on behalf of the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative. The state requires large farms or concentrated animal feeding operations to obtain wastewater discharge permits. The groups argue DNR rules unlawfully require the state's more than 300 CAFOs to obtain them. Kim Bremer is executive director of Venture Dairy Cooperative.
Wisconsin law is clear that it cannot be more restrictive than the federal law. And federal law doesn't require a permit unless the farm is polluting.
Attorneys for the DNR want the court to dismiss the case. If successful, environmental groups say the lawsuit would undermine state protection of waterways from potential manure spills. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin companies continue to have a pessimistic view of the economy and fewer plan to hire additional employees than they did 6 months ago. That's according to a new survey from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. It says just under half of businesses say they're looking to hire new employees. That's down from about 60% just 6 months ago. Ann Franz is with the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. She says companies in her region are still hiring.
I still believe that hiring is bullish. Of course, there are some companies that are not hiring as much as they were pre-pandemic or even right out of the pandemic.
The survey says most businesses expect a recession in the next 6 months, but that's a decline of 6 percentage points since the start of the year. Investment banking firm Goldman Sachs says the likelihood of a recession has also decreased in the last few months to a 25% possibility. Wisconsin Supreme Court has denied a State Bar Association request to create new diversity, equity, and inclusion training for attorneys. Rich Kramer reports conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley accused the group of virtue signaling and plotting to force political ideologies onto attorneys.
The State Bar of Wisconsin asked for permission to create voluntary DEI continuing education credits for attorneys. The group said learning about cultural differences would improve the quality of legal services. The court denied the request. In her written opinion, Justice Bradley accused the bar of pushing for mandatory DEI training that would create a, quote, goose-stepping brigade of attorneys. UW-Madison political science and law professor Howard Schweber says that's an explicit reference to Nazis.
That a state Supreme Court justice would accuse the state bar of being a secretly fascist organization with a secret plan to take over. That's just shocking.
The state bar says it will continue to look for opportunities to educate members on DEI issues. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture has issued a disaster declaration in 18 southern Wisconsin counties because of ongoing drought conditions. The declaration will allow affected farmers to apply for emergency loans if needed. It includes Dane, Iowa, and Sauk, as well as neighboring counties. Wisconsin State climatologist Steve Vavras called this year's suddenly dry conditions a flash drought. He told WPR's The Morning Show that the state had record precipitation from January to April before going through the third driest May and June on record.
Farmers are a resilient lot, and they do great things in coping with what weather brings them, but this year has been challenging.
Crop experts say if rain arrives in the coming weeks, that could help this year's corn and soybeans catch up. Without additional moisture, though, crops likely won't have a chance to rebound. The number of people calling a statewide mental health hotline has exceeded predictions in its first year. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline Service launched last July. Organizers say people have contacted the crisis call center for help more than 91,000 times over the past 12 months. Shelley Missell is the program manager for the statewide center. While the crisis line aims to prevent suicide, she says 75% of people who call or text 988 are looking for help with other mental health challenges.
We're talking to people about whatever their individual crisis might be. It doesn't necessarily have to be suicide in this moment.
The free program offers confidential help 24 hours a day. It accepts contacts through calls, texts, and chats. And finally, Spur Lake in Oneida County was once abundant with wild rice, but two decades ago, it all but disappeared. As Gabby Vinnick reports, tribal leaders and conservationists have been working together to restore it.
In 2019, the Spur Lake water level stood at 4 feet. That's too high for wild rice to flourish. Conservationists say the grain has been hard to grow because of climate change. With warmer winters and more frequent excess rainfall, the species has trouble competing with other plants that thrive in those conditions. Nathan Podney is a hydrologist with the Secaucus Mole Lake Tribal Council. He says the site is rich in history.
People's moods, people's attitudes, there's a sense of pride and belonging when harvest is occurring, and it's kind of quite a sight to behold.
The group is reseeding rice on experimental plots on the lake. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Rob Menzer. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.